My name is Mike Flores. I'm a fire chief at Holden Village, or at least I was for most of 83. Holden Village has a very real fire danger. We're very isolated up here. The staff is the fire department. We've had fires in the past. Where Chalet 2 was, there is an empty spot there. We used to have another garage. We had a fire in the Quinonia chimney. There have been forest fires. In 82, a dryer blew up in the hospital. We've had various lint fires up there also. And there's always the fires we don't even hear about. Another cause for concern is the buildings themselves are very old. They're insulated with wood chips and sawdust. And they have old wiring in them, although we are updating the buildings. And last but not least, we're very isolated up here. We have a good relationship with the Forest Service, but again, we're very isolated. If there is a fire in the village, you must have a personal fire plan. Most of all, I stress personal safety. There's always two ways to get out of your room. You can go by the window or the door. If you can go by the door, before you open that door, feel the door and use the back of your hand, starting from the bottom of the door up. And when you reach the knob, touch it with the back of your hand also. And if it's not too hot, open it, and keeping your face away from the door opening. If it's safe to go out, keep low onto the ground if it's smoky. All the fresh air is at the bottom of the floor. If you can't go through the door, then you'll have to leave through the window, and you could hang your sheets out the window, or if it's low to the ground, just jump. But don't do anything foolish. There'll be searchers coming to check the rooms of that building that's involved. Holden Village may sound like a dangerous place to live by now to you, but we do have an excellent fire detection system. We have smoke detectors, which are round white discs on the ceilings located around the buildings. Heat detectors, two types. We have fixed temperature and rate of rise, which detects a certain rate in the rise of the temperature. We have a sprinkler system, which will also set off the alarm system. And we have pull boxes. The pull boxes are at the end of each hallway, or in the middle of some hallways. On the porches of a lodge, you'll find them. If you do pull a box, stay with safely nearby to tell the fire chief or the first searcher why you pulled it and where the trouble is. You can use these pull boxes also in life-threatening emergencies. The nurse and the searchers respond to the porch itself and will look and find you if you have to stay with a patient for some reason. And last but not least, we use our eyeballs around here too. For fire prevention and to detect fires. We can't detect chimney fires other than using our eyes or our noses. I also have to mention in prevention we don't allow smoking in the rooms. Smoking is only allowed on the porches, in the patio area, or in the village center pool hall. We also have fire extinguishers located around the village. You always find them on the porch and in some hallways. They're located by type for the area that they're in, such as around electrical areas we'll have a carbon dioxide, or where there's a lot of paper we'll have a water extinguisher, and etc. But there is a proper way to use the extinguisher. First of all, I'd tell you don't use the extinguisher if the fire has gained any size at all. If you've come upon the fire and it's just beginning, go ahead and grab an extinguisher. Do Do not grab the extinguisher first, though. Sound the alarm first. Go to a pull box and on the porch and pull that. And then, if it hasn't gotten too far, grab an extinguisher. By no means take any unnecessary chances. Again, it's we're primarily concerned with safety. When you do use an extinguisher, they all have some kind of pull device on them. You pull this little ring out, breaking a seal, and as you approach the fire, always turn your back to the fire and use the extinguisher in a sweeping motion back and forth, looking under your arm as you do it. This is to prevent cases of flare-up. You won't get the full force of the fire in your face. Once you start using extinguisher, use it all the way up. And when it's emptied, lay it down next to the fire. That way, whoever comes along will know that it is empty and not set it back up on the shelf or on the hanger to be used again. When you do respond to a fire, be sure that you dress properly. Even in the summertime, it can get very cold, especially if you start using water. And dress in non-synthetics. Synthetics will melt on your skin, and a fire can get very hot even if you're standing 50 to 100 feet away. When you do respond, also do not run in a pell-mell down the road. We've had many people falling down stairs, stumbling, skinning their shins or twisting ankles. So do jog to it. Don't waste time. But remember, if there's a guest that looks confused by standing by, you can always stop and direct the guests to the volleyball courts or to the road. In the summertime, the volleyball courts are used for the guests. In the wintertime, they're directed to go out into the road. But your primary responsibility, once you hear an alarm, is to go to the alarm panel and sound the alarm for the rest of the village. I'll go through that sequence right now. When you do come up to the panel, you'll be seeing it'll be all lit up. There's a light bulb inside the little alcove that the panel is in. It lights up the area, and the alarm itself, triggered by a smoke detector or heat detector or sprinkler system or pull box, whatever's triggered it, will activate that whole panel. So you'll be allowed, when you pull the microphone off the wall, that will be ready to use. All you have to do is press the button on the side of it and talk into the face of it. Be sure and talk into the face of it and not to the back of it. It's easy to do it's unless you pay attention. There'll be a red light flashing, maybe more than one, usually only one. And what you do is that the panel has a coding system on the face of it, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and so on. You find the code that's listed on that red on the flashing red light for that module, and go to the panel that's on the side. There's a sheet of paper on the side of the alarm panel, which gives a code and a hose house location, building location, and then a primary hose house and a secondary hose house. You start out by saying first, you say, "Searchers check hotel, primary hose house, hotel, secondary hose house, main," whatever it is. But you go through that three times in a row. You just say, I'll use an example again. "Searchers check hotel, primary hose house, hotel, secondary hose house, hotel. Searchers check hotel, primary hose house, hotel, secondary hose house, hotel. Searchers check hotel, primary hose house, hotel, secondary hose house, hotel." That was just an example, but during that whole time, you would keep the button pressed down and talking in that manner, keeping the microphone close to your mouth and talking directly into it in a slow, loud voice. Once you have announced that three times, you let up on the button. When you've put the button down, it'd stop the wail. And when you let up again, it will start the village siren will start wailing again. When you've said that three times, that is, you say it three times, nine times total, three times, searches check, primary hose house, secondary hose house, searches check, primary hose house, secondary hose house, searches check, primary hose house, secondary hose house. You've let up, let it wail 5 to 10 seconds, press it back down, repeat the same message three times, let it up, let it wail 5 to 10 seconds, press it down, repeat the message three times again, keeping the button pressed down, remember, and let up and turn the little knob that's at the top of the panel one click to the left. Be sure it's one click. It's easy to go past that. But one click to the left, which will put you on public address manual. It says PA manual. That will stop the siren wheel, which have been going already for maybe 5 minutes, and it's just creating a further panic. But it will allow you to keep talking on the PA, which you should do, and just keep announcing the same thing over and over again. Searchers check, primary hose house, secondary hose house, over and over in the same sequence you were before, only this time the siren won't be on the whole time. You'll keep up this procedure until the fire chief or the assistant fire chief or whoever the fire chief sends comes and tells you to either alter the message in some way or to sound the all clear, which you should do several times when you do announce it. A reminder that you should make that announcement, searchers check primary hose house and secondary hose house, just as it's written on the panel on the side of the alarm panel there, verbatim. That's because everybody is taught to listen for a certain thing. They're expecting to hear that, and it's been shown in the past here that that's the most efficient and easily understood message. If you're not the first person at the alarm panel, then your job is to go to either the primary hose house or the secondary hose house. The primary hose house is merely the hose house nearest the alarm, and the secondary hose house is the second closest. In the summertime, we usually have 25 people respond to each hose house. That's cut down in the winter time to 20 each hose house, and sometimes we don't even make that. But we have plenty of staff in the summer, so we try and make sure that 25 at each hose house. The first two persons at the hose house are the nozzle persons. When they are to take the nozzle out of the hose house, but not pull the hose all the way out, just the nozzle, and stand by. The third person is the hydrant person. That person's responsible for turning the water on. And you do that by turning the hydrant wrench, which is on top of the hydrant, in a counterclockwise motion. If you can't remember that, on top of the, somewhere embossed on top of the hydrant itself, is the word open with an arrow. And if you can't see it at night, there's always a lantern that is a flashlight in the hose house also. Hoses are two different sizes, the 1.5 inch and 2.5 inch. 2.5 inches is connected to the hydrant, and then it's connected to the 1.5 inch all the way to the nozzle. So it's all pre-connected. All you have to do is pull it all the way out, and that's important, is when you do are told to pull it out, and don't pull the hose out until you're told to pull it out all the way. It would be useless if we didn't pull it out, because if you turn the water on and it would only go so far into the hose house. The hose house would most likely, with all the pressure, be blown apart by the hose itself. But so it's important to pull the hose out all the way. And it's also important to wait for instructions, especially concerning turning the water on. Don't turn the water unless you have orders from the fire chief or the assistant fire chief. Of course, common sense prevails too. If you see a raging fire, you of course pull the hose out all the way and pull it in the direction of the alarm and turn the water on. The reason we have two nozzle persons is that there's a lot of force behind the hose when the water's in it. You should always crack the nozzle, that is, turn it on one way or the other, just so that when the water is turned on, it has some place to go. That's pushing air out the end first of all, and it prevents what's called a water hammer, which could rupture the hose. The second nozzle person is to back up the first nozzle person because of the reverse action of the pressure of the hose. You do that by placing your body behind the first ones and giving them the support of your weight, and holding the hose itself. And the other people, the other 25 people, 24 or whatever, 22 people, should space themselves out about 10 or 15 feet apart, supporting the hose, keeping it off the ground, and preventing it to being cut and made useless. And in that respect, to keep it, to be careful not to drag it over edges of rock or wood. It would be very rare that you'd ever be asked to use the hose itself, but if you ever have to do that, if you're outside the building, to reach the fire, you would have to put the nozzle on a straight stream. It's much like a garden variety. If you turn it one way, it goes to a straight stream, and the other way will give you a spray pattern, which is called a fog pattern. The fog actually is the most efficient, but it won't be effective until you're at close quarters with a fire. So before that happens, you have to put it on a straight stream and knock the fire down a little bit. Also, if you're ever in the building with a hose for some reason and it gets smoky, you could always, the hose is a source of oxygen, especially in a fog pattern. A lot of air comes out with the spray. The secondary hose house is staffed by another 25 people. So when you fill up the first hose house, the last person that comes up says their number. They count off as they arrive. And number 26 will go to secondary hose house and become number one and do the same sequence all over again. Again, you're waiting for orders to pull that hose out or not. People in the summertime, when we have more staff that are have arrived after both hose houses have been filled up, should respond to the east porch of the hotel, if it's not the building involved. And there at the porch itself is what's called a bus stop box. There used to be a bus stop on that side of the building over there, and a road that went by behind the hotel. Inside that bus stop box are directions of what to do. They tell you to take the next two people arriving at that bus stop box, if you're the first person, and send them to different various buildings to make sure that all the people, that is guests and staff, are aware that there is an alarm in the village. The more complete directions are written down there, and you can refer to them. Just to pick up a few things I've forgotten. In the southwest corner of the village center, next to the stage, there's a red, looks like a heat lamp. When that comes on, and it will come on during an alarm. Often in the village center, you can't hear what's happening outside, especially during the summer when you have worship going on, any kind of activities in there that are going on. You can't hear the wail from outside. If that light does come on and you are in the village center, and if there's an activity going on there, walk to the podium, to the microphone, and announce that there is an alarm in the village, a siren alarm, that the guests are to report to the volleyball courts, and that the staff are to respond to their positions, assigned positions. And do it in a calm manner, because you have all those people in there at one time. It's happened in the past, and the response has always been very good. The staff have left calmly, and the guests also have responded to the calmness of the staff and responded in a like manner, leaving in an orderly fashion. If you see any hazards around the village, such as gasoline containers not in the sheds that are on the porches someplace, or perhaps over by Lodge 6, report anything that looks out of or the ordinary to someone on the staff responsible. Try and locate the fire chief. If not, report to registration. They'll take care of it from there. I forgot to mention that the hose houses, there's 9 in the village, and I'll list them off right now. The hotel hose house is right in front of the hotel on Main Street. There's one down across, west of Chalet 1 across the road, on the same side of the street as the hotel. It's called the lower hose house. Halfway up Chalet Hill, across from the jacuzzi, is the main hose house. The top of the Chalet Hill is the upper hose house. These are all labeled, by the way, and you should get to know these and their locations. The hospital hose house is to the left of the hospital as you approach it, on the lawn area. There is a hose house as you go up towards the trail junction on the right-hand side, just past the Lodge 1. It's in it's called a paint shed hose house, and it's different from the others in that as you slide the doors open to the paint shed, it has all the same things that the other hose houses have, but it's in the paint shed instead. And if you go further up the road past the footbridge on the right-hand side, that is, you don't cross the footbridge, but go past it, there is the auxiliary diesel hose house. It's used primarily for that auxiliary diesel building, and the fire service has a house out there which they tie into the water system at that hose house in the summertime. When you cross the footbridge, as you go up straight up the hill on the left-hand side before the hydro is the hydro hose house. Continuing on up the hill, you come to the garage level. As you turn right, there'll be another hose house on the right, and that's the garage hose house. I think I've covered just about everything. So just remember that your personal safety is utmost in our minds, and that you should take that into account all the time, limiting yourself in any of those any endeavors around here. That you should always consider your personal safety and others also. That is, don't take unnecessary chances, even in responding to these fires. Thank you.